The man suspected of being responsible for as many as 24 shootings in the Columbus, Ohio area is in custody in Nevada. 28-year-old Charles McCoy will appear in a Las Vegas courtroom tomorrow. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports McCoy's arrest yesterday was good news for those terrorized by the 10-month shooting spree.
On Monday evening, police in Columbus issued an arrest warrant for Charles McCoy. A nationwide manhunt ensued. In the early morning hours yesterday, Las Vegas police arrested McCoy at a budget motel off the Las Vegas Strip. Police there had been receiving tips since late afternoon Tuesday that McCoy was hanging out at a local casino. When officials found McCoy in his car at the motel, he was unarmed and they arrested him without incident. Back in McCoy's hometown of Columbus, the sense of relief was palpable. The shooter had taken aim at moving cars, homes, school buses, and schools since last May. Keith Lahr lives across the street from McCoy and says he's shocked that his neighbor is the man police have arrested in this case. But Lahr says he welcomes a return to his normal routine.
You got to alter your lifestyle because we use I-270 and the surrounding freeways every day to go to work.
Many other area residents say they're also breathing a sigh of relief. Julie Kaplinger says news of McCoy's arrest means her children can again play alone in their backyard.
We always worried because our house backs up to a road. You always kind of wondered if people would stop on that road. And with the kids out back, you really got concerned that somebody might stop on that road and do something.
Columbus residents who've changed their daily routines because of the shootings are not the only ones relieved by the news of the arrests. McCoy's family is too. Amy Walton, Charles McCoy's sister, says her brother suffers from mental illness and worried about her brother's safety in recent days. Walton feared McCoy might end up hurting himself during the manhunt, and her family has cooperated with police during the investigation, turning over his guns to authorities. Police say one of those guns matched the one that fired a shot into a Southside home in December. Franklin County Sheriff's Department Chief Steve Martin says for now, McCoy faces one charge of felonious assault for allegedly shooting into that home.
Ballistic evidence recovered from the residence was positively matched with 8 other incidents, all fired from the same weapon used to kill Mrs. Gail Nisley on November the 25th, 2003.
Authorities have not charged McCoy with the death of the Southern Ohio woman killed while riding in a car on a freeway just a few days before Thanksgiving. But police say they're not ruling out any charges at this stage. Martin and Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien say they'll be sifting through evidence in all 24 shooting cases before determining if additional charges are warranted. Charles McCoy now faces extradition from Las Vegas. If he doesn't fight the effort, he could be back in Ohio by this weekend. But if McCoy contests extradition, prosecutors here say it could be months before he's returned to Columbus, a city unnerved by seemingly random shootings for nearly a year. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.